second graders. They're still very excited about school, and they love their teachers, and they're really down to do anything. They're kind of in that sweet spot of being a little more independent than kindergarten, not as much shoe tying and crying, which I would love that too, but they love to learn still, and they can do a lot more hands-on things because they're so much more independent. You can have a little deeper conversations with them. I love reading as well, so I'm really excited about second graders because that's the year where they actually start reading a lot more fluently, and so it's like that perfect age to get them to love reading, and I'm really excited about that, just to kind of inspire my kids to love reading. My classroom has so many books. I was really excited when I stepped in and saw all of the books I'd be inheriting. That was a big, it was a really happy moment walking into my classroom and seeing all of those that were left for me. So,
do you have any favorites on the shelf that you saw and were excited to?
They had a lot of Mo Willems and Jory Johns. I just love those humorous books, for read-alouds.
The Elephant, Piggy.
Yes. And, yeah. And like the Pigeon books. Yeah. So
that's a favorite in our house for sure.
And then they had Magic Treehouse and The Boxcar Children, which are classics. And I don't think kids will read those until later in the year, but those were just some of my favorites growing up. So I hope this generation still likes them.
Yeah. This is your first year teaching. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you know what your teaching style is?
It's kind of trial and error when you first start. And when you're student teaching, you take on a little more of the teaching style of who you're teaching with, just so kids have consistency. But I really like hands-on learning, and I'm just very caring. And so I just really want a good positive classroom environment that's calm and welcoming to everyone. And I want to do as much hands-on activities as I can versus lecture style. Every teacher has to do lecturing, but I also like to do hands-on games, gamified learning. So, yeah, I'll know more about my teaching style within the first week, though, I guarantee.
Why did you decide to become a teacher?
So I am a third generation teacher. My grandma and my mom were both teachers. My grandma was my music teacher actually in elementary school, and she was amazing at it. And both of them, they love teaching so much. They're so passionate about it. And I think I got that from them. I started out not wanting to teach because I didn't want to do the same thing. I thought that was a little bit like cliche, just to follow in their footsteps. So I started with psychology, and I was just so curious as to like how children's brains developed. It was so interesting, and I've always worked with kids my whole life, every job I've had, and I just decided that is what I want to do. I really want to be working with kids every day. It's fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you think you'll know that you're succeeding in the classroom?
Probably we'll measure my success by the kids' success. So if they're not learning and they're not showing me that they're being successful, I will know that I'm not. Hopefully my kids will be getting good test scores and just showing that they love learning. If they're not enjoying it, you can kind of tell when they're checked out. So I just really want my students to be engaged. And if they're engaged, then they're probably learning. Yeah.
What are you most excited about for your very first day of teaching?
I'm so excited to meet all of the kids. It sounds like I have a bigger class this year. And so there's lots of new faces to meet. And I'm really excited. I'm going to do a camping theme in my classroom. And so I'm I'm really excited to do some campfire. I'm going to do some campfire songs with my kids throughout the year because I love music. And so I just want to incorporate it a little bit each day if I can. Yeah, I'm excited for that.